This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are now only 22 days out from the midterms. And the amount of disinformation and globalist psychological warfare is simply mind-blowing. Thank you for joining us. You know, Variety told the truth. 60 Minutes was outmatched by Trump. Trump bulldozed his enemies. And that's because they didn't heavily edit him. Because they know he has a pulpit to counter them. And that's why they want to censor everybody else. So that when they lie about other conservatives, Christians, nationalists, and patriots, we can't respond back. That's the big secret of why they wanted me deplatformed. And when enough people didn't stand up, like Congress, the president stood up and said it was wrong. But when the Congress and other conservatives didn't stand up, Drudge did, Tucker Carlson did, but when others didn't stand up, it was green-lighted, so thousands and thousands and thousands of prominent conservative and Christian and nationalist groups banned off Twitter and Facebook. It was 800 on Thursday, thousands on Tuesday. But you see, the president, if you edit his comments out of context, he comes after you in press conferences and on Twitter. So now, in multiple articles I saw today without even looking, so it must be a lot of criticism, they're mad at 60 Minutes for not showing more negative comments in association with what Trump had to say. Don't let him actually be heard. Heavily edit him and then only have him be heard when someone else is on there attacking him. You know, national studies say 93% of media coverage of the president is negative. When Kanye quotes that, they call him a dumb Negro on CNN. That's right. They said, oh, he's dumb. That's not true. Yeah, he said 90%. He said over 90%. It's 93. But so you think your audience is dumb. You know Kanye's not dumb. He's self-made. Don Lemon and other jerks, they have to work in the system and then sit there and say how Kanye's wrong. But see, Kanye has a platform, too. He can respond back, not as much as the president. And I have a platform. Even though they tried to censor me, because if you get the word out, it's blown up in their face. So what's going to happen next? Well, this right to respond is critical to everything, to be able to punch back. When he punches back, they say, oh, he's trying to censor us. He's going to get us killed. He wants the press shut down. He never said that. He said, you're fake news. When you lie about him every day, and he responded back, and you claim that's an attack on the First Amendment when it's mainstream corporate media pushing all the censorship. But again, NBC backtracks on Trump Robert E. Lee comments. We're going to cover that when we come back after the first break. They came out and they said, yeah, he attacked Ulysses S. Grant, and he sided with the South. And anybody with half a brain could actually watch the video and see that he did the opposite. And so NBC had to retract because they don't have air superiority. Because we have the president, the only person to completely punch through their wall of lies, become mythical, like Hercules, politically, and now to be our champion. And that's why they want to bring him down. That's why there's new assassination threats. That's why they are so upset in lining up more fake women to come forward, more Jane Does to lie after the midterms. And the Democrats are panicking because a lot of internal polls show they're going to lose the midterms despite people voting in the names of dead people. And so they're in full panic mode right now. But you see, if Trump couldn't respond back, they would continue to say that he attacked the North and loves the South. When he was transcending that. This is what they do. But because he could respond, they don't know what to do. And that's the secret of Trump getting into the White House. And that's why they're so scared. And that's why they want InfoWars.com shut down. That's why they want DrudgeReport.com shut down, because they don't want us to be able to point out their lies. I know that's simple, but it's profound. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 15th day of October, 2018. I am Alex Jones, your host. And we are in your hands, listeners and viewers. Without your support in the broadcast, InfoWars will not thrive. InfoWars will implode. InfoWars will be destroyed by George Soros and the giant globalist combine led by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But because of your continued support and your prayers, we are here, and in many ways we're stronger and more battle-tested and battle-hardened than ever. So I salute you all across the United States, across the world, whether you have black skin or white skin, whether you're Asian, whether you're in Latin America, it doesn't matter. If you love liberty and you love freedom, I salute you. Now, here's the really good news up front. Every election in the last 2 years in France and in Germany and in Italy and in the Netherlands and in Sweden and in England and in Brazil, and the list goes on and on, has gone against the globalists and against leftists and against people that want open borders and that want massive tax increases. And they had another parliamentary election and an election in Bavaria, arguably the most important state in Deutschland, and Merkel's party completely lost. Now you say, she's been losing every election for 2 years, constantly. Why is she still the chancellor? She's holding on by one little string, the globalist champion, Angela Merkel, because they have more than 15 parties. She's able, with government power, to buy off other parties every time she loses. But now her coalition is so small, this is it. Even CNN says it might be time for Angela Merkel to go. They put her on the cover of Time, the cover of Newsweek. They worshipped her as the anti-Trump, as the woman that would vanquish him, as the woman that would prop up unelected globalism. But she just lost yesterday in Sunday's elections massively. Every election. And the margins get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. She's losing state elections. She's losing federal elections. That every time she's got government power, she's able to go buy off another party or buy off another coalition of smaller parties to join her coalition. But now she's out of gas. And the next federal election they have, she's gone. And now all there is a giant conservative and nationalist coalition with, wait for it, three of the liberal and socialist and communist parties joining the conservatives and nationalists in wanting to keep their own pensions and not have the socialism they set up taken from them. Because globalism is beyond even socialism. It's taking everything from you in the final phases and then bankrupting you by design to bring in full control and collapse while the EU bureaucracy is tax exempt. Think about that. Oh, and what's happened in other countries like Italy? Communist and socialist voting with the conservatives and the right wing and the nationalist parties for a new grand coalition, the strongest Italy's seen in 50 years. Oh, and it's, again, anti-New World Order. And you've got the president and major members of parliament quoting Infowars.com. Let's look at Brazil. Brazil, in its first round of elections, out of a field of more than 20 people, the conservative, nationalist, Trump-type, pro-Second Amendment individual, who got stabbed and almost murdered a month ago, won by a huge margin and is set to be winning the presidency. Should I continue here? I have a stack of this. So, the globalists said 2 years ago on the eve of the 2016 election in the Financial Times of London and the New York Times and Atlantic Monthly and other establishment organs that put out the talking points, they said, if Hillary loses, globalism is done. The authoritarian system of globalism, unelected mega banks working with authoritarian regimes. And when she lost, they went from selling us out to China to the stay-behind networks and the deep state groups in the Western world, literally completely rolling over to China and relocating there in a panic. They already believe they've lost. They're in a rearguard action, moving officially to China. Google, Apple, but hundreds of other big companies. They have just said, we want authoritarianism. That's it. You'll never have America come back. We're just going to China. And China opened up her big, evil, stinking buzzard wings, carrion wings, and said, come under mommy. So they're all sitting under her wings, her black wings, right now. And we're at war with China. Trump can't tell you that officially. Coming up next segment, I'll play part of the 60 Minutes interview. He can't tell you that because it would destroy confidence. But we're in a shooting war. We're in a space war. They're blowing up our satellites. We're blowing up their satellites. I can tell you right now, we're destroying their satellites a lot better than they're destroying ours. Space Force has been around for decades. Trump's just giving it a name. It's the military arm of NASA and Space Command and the Air Force. And we're in an economic war. And all the idiots that don't side with Trump, you're crazy. But you see the corporate media hitting him every day. They said that he came out and attacked the South and hates Robert E. Lee. Never said it. Totally not true. That was months ago. They said he hated the South and hated Robert E. Lee. I was going back to that memory-wise. All about the free. Remember when they said that he secretly was recorded in the White House and that leakers said that he hates the South and hates dumb Southerners and thinks that the Attorney General is a moron? That wasn't true. Turned out that was a hoax. Well, now they've done the opposite. Now they say that he is attacking Ulysses S. Grant and hates him. They're hitting every demographic hot button they can, but NBC had to come out because the president has a platform. NBC had to come out and go, okay, it's not true. He's praising Ulysses S. Grant. None of it's true, folks. He hates black people. He hates women. He hates Jews. He hates the South. He hates the North. He hates the... No, he hates globalist and control freaks and anti-American scum. Now, we're going to go to break with a fun little piece that Millie Weaver put together. And then when we come back, I'm going to plunge into the 60 Minutes interview where he bulldozed over the globalist. And then we're also going to get into what's really happening in Saudi Arabia. You noticed on Friday and on Sunday, I said, evidence shows this is a false flag to embarrass Trump's peace deal with Saudi Arabia and keep them from reforming from the Clintons and from Obama. Trump came out today and he said that he talked to the king and the king believes it was a rogue killer group, not his government, trying to set them up. Yeah, why would you do that in somebody else's country on video, knowing what was going on? We're going to go to break here in a moment. Please don't forget we have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off all the award-winning supplements. It's Christmas. It's Black Friday. It's everything. Cyber Monday rolled into one. They're trying to take our payment processors and please completely shut us down. I don't think they'll be successful, but regardless, everything must go at the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You have done well, Lord Satan.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Get into Elizabeth Warren and her supposed Native American heritage in the next segment, but the Boston Globe has put out a major retraction. It turns out that she's got the lowest level of Native American blood probably ever found in the United States. The average American who has any ancestry going back is about 1.6% Native American in DNA tests, but it turns out that she is a tiny fraction of that, 1 in 1.024. Due to a math error, the story about Elizabeth Warren misstated the ancestry percentage of a potential 10th generation relative. It should be. So now it's got to be 10th generation. And now let's track back and see if her ancestors go back 10 generations. Then you know it's a lie. Now, let me explain something. Things like Ancestry.com and 23andMe. See, I said I'd cover this next segment, but I'm already doing it. They just, for political correctness, I don't know why, add 6% African on there. Because they're saying the antecedent or the precursor or the fount of humanity is in Africa. More and more studies show that that's not really true, but that messes up their whole model. There are large groups of people in Asia and other places that have no connection to Africa being the supposed seat of humanity. It is true that a lot of the genetics that went to the Middle East and other areas are out of Africa, but what I'm getting at is these boilerplate-type deals are very politically correct. But Elizabeth Warren, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, anyone with Asian blood is also a match for Native American. You don't see the average Mexican walking around saying, I'm a Native tribes person. Okay? But again, they have large percentages of what you'd call Native American blood, which is exactly the same as Japanese or Chinese or Korean. It's the same blood. It's the same people that came across, they believe, the land bridge when at times when all of the North Pole was completely frozen across, which it still does sometimes today. And it's regardless, DNA, it's, let me just cover it now. I said I'll get to it next segment. I'll get into Trump bulldozing his enemies next segment. But this is just insane. Now she's demanding that Drudge pay up. Well, the story's on Drudge. Great-great-great-grandmother Warren tells Trump to pay up. Yes, Matt Drudge is not Native American either. He needs to pay up. Or Elizabeth Warren wants him to pay up. I'm teleprompter-free, folks. Great-great-great-grandmother Warren tells Trump to pay up. DrudgeReport.com. And then it links through the article right there. But I have the Boston Globe here, and I have the last minute of the five-minute little propaganda piece they put out making fun of Trump, and then we've got President Trump responding to that. But now they're saying, if I do the math right here, that she has 10 times less the Native American blood than she'd previously said in the report. And they've got this leftist professor DNA expert that says that she's looking at the DNA and that it's an eighth generation back. But now they're saying, oh, we're sorry, 10th generation back. So for all intents and purposes, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is correct that this woman is not Native American. She could not be in one of the Native American tribes. You've got to be, what, like 16%? And she's been caught in another galactic-level fraud. But let's go ahead and see the last minute of Warren's little propaganda piece.
I'm not enrolled in a tribe, and only tribes determine tribal citizenship. I understand and respect that distinction, but my family history is my family history.
Who, Pocahontas?
This isn't just about casual racism, war whoops, and tomahawk chops. Native communities have faced discrimination, neglect, and violence for generations. And Trump can say whatever he wants about me. But mocking Native Americans or any group in order to try to get at me, that's not what America stands for. Some people have questioned my heritage and my family history. Maybe they do it to insult me. Maybe they do it to distract from the kinds of changes I'm fighting for and the kind of change I'm trying to bring to Washington. Maybe they do it because they think politics is a blood sport. But my parents were real people. The love they shared, the struggles they endured, the family they built, the story they lived, will always be etched on my heart. And no one, not even the President of the United States, will ever take it away from me.
So this is a sick joke from geneticists, because they know that most Europeans, you can go to Europe and go find a German family that has nothing but German ancestry going back thousands of years. You test their blood, they're going to have more Native American blood than Elizabeth Warren, because Asiatic blood came into the area. The Muslims invaded, who are part Asian. On average, Arabs are part African, part Anglo, and part Asian. That's what Arabs' basic genetic background is generally. And some people are whiter, some people are darker. You look at the Saudi royal family. Some people look like they're black, because they are. They're like half African. Some look like they're as white as I am. That's how the genetics work with the East and the South being Africa, the East being Asia, meeting the Ice Age populations of Anglos, Caucasians. You know, the Caucasus Mountains is where the Caucasians basically start and end. So you can go test anybody, and they're going to have little genetic pieces of this and that, unless they are a sub-Saharan African like the pygmy tribe. They've tested pygmy's blood, and it's 100% African, and it's even that tribe only, because they've been isolated for eons in that area. And because they've been isolated and inbreeding and things, they're also very short, very little. I've read books about that, very, very interesting. But the whole point is that this is absolute pure bull. Total, complete hoax as usual. And now they're saying, oh, sorry, we estimated that she was way more Native American, where she had one drop of Native American blood, basically. Now it's one-tenth of that, or one 24,000th. Is that how you say it? So here she, it should be. This is the Boston Globe. Document cam shot, please. It should be 1.1024, 1 in 1,024ths. My goodness, Shetse. That'd be like saying, yeah, my dog's a pit bull. It's 1/1/24,000th, and you're like, your dog's a chihuahua. You're like, no, that's a pit bull. I mean, you've got Elizabeth Warren's cracker-ass leftist butt that is obsessed with being something other than white. She gets into major colleges. She gets all these scholarships saying that she's Pocahontas, and the fact is she's a fraud, and the fact is she made it up. I mean, she dances around the fire at night and gets the peace pipe and smokes it. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I would not call myself Native American, but my dad didn't go to one of these Native American things when he was a kid, where they would, it'd be a tourist trap and say they were Native American. I mean, they went to the deals where everybody danced around for 3 days and...
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Late getting into the studio, and I apologize. We're just laughing our butts off at Elizabeth Warren. If you just joined us, can we put her tweet back up on screen, please, for viewers? She has now challenged President Trump to pay up the $1 million that he promised if she can prove that she was an Indian. Well, Trump knows full well you've got to be 16% for the tribes to accept you. Some tribes will do it for something like 13%. And so she came out and she said, I am ready. I am a Native American. It has been proven. And so they had this liberal genetics professor say that they looked at her DNA and that eight generations ago, she may have had a grandparent that had some Native American. There it is. By the way, at Real Donald Trump, remember saying on 7-5 that you give $1 million to charity of my choice if my DNA showed Native American ancestry? I remember. And here's the verdict. Please send the check to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center, NIWRC.org. Warren reveals test confirming ancestry. Well, that was the Boston Globe this morning. A few hours later, they had to retract. And it goes on to say, ladies and gentlemen, that it's 10 generations ago, and due to a math error, a story about Elizabeth Warren misstated the ancestry percentage of a potential 10th generation relative. It should be 1 in 1,000 24ths. So it's less than a drop of blood out of the 192 ounces that are in the human body. And we've done the math here, ladies and gentlemen, a world exclusive. 192 ounces of blood in the average body, Warren's blood, according to what the Boston Globe is now saying, the geneticists has changed their story, 0.1875, less than half a drop. Oh, man, that's funny. And it gets even more funny. There aren't any Europeans in all of the Hun invasions and Islamic invasions that are called mongrels. That's what they call themselves, but it means half white, half Asian. That's where you get the term, that person's a mongrel. It's become an insult, a pejorative. It's not. You know, the Huns and all the rest of them were Mongols, and they invaded the Chinese, and they tried to invade Japan, and they invaded the Middle East, and they invaded Rome, and they invaded Eastern Europe and Western Europe. They invaded and invaded, and they raped. And also, there were people that came there as tradesmen, and there was the spice trade going back thousands of years. So there aren't any Europeans that don't have a fraction of Native American blood, because Asian is the same as Native American. It's Asian. But it has this mystique to be part Native American, because then you get to be a victim and feel sorry for yourself. Even though I had ancestors, there wasn't just one trail of tears. There were a bunch with Midwestern Native Americans being taken out of Texas, out of Oklahoma, out of the Dakotas, and shipped to military camps, and shipped to Florida. And my dad's like, yeah, you know, and then my grandmother, you know, she came back from the camps out in Florida when she was a little girl, when she was a young woman. And I'm like, oh, really? Let's go look at the ancestry here, Dad. And then there it is. But it's still a tiny amount, because his grandmother was half Native American. So that made his father 25%. So that made him 13%. So that makes me, and I'm going to go ahead and get my DNA done. I did it once, but I misunderstood at the medical office. It was a DNA test about what I absorb and what I don't absorb, in a really complex, big, long report. So I just said, okay, you're taking my blood, doing my liver work, you know, a few years ago, checking all my other stuff, my heart and all that. Go ahead, you know, do the $1,000 complex test. I thought, boy, that's expensive. Oh, we send it to a special lab. Then I get the report, and it's all about what I absorb, what I don't absorb. The doctor thought with my Northern European genetics that I would have trouble absorbing vitamin B12. It was true. It was all this, you know, crazy stuff. My DNA, my RNA, RNA is a virus, my mitochondrial activity is at 100%. That's very rare. Very high level energy there in the cells. But they predicted that as well. But it was all there in the testing. So I'm going to take the quickest, most respected test. And again, that's kind of a misnomer. The quicker the test, the least clear they are. But I'm going to get a good test that's the quickest at the same time. I'm going to find the kind of a happy medium between those, and I'm going to do a test to see how much more Pocahontas than I am than Pocahontas. Because, I mean, I know I'm part Pocahontas. I mean, I know that for a fact. But it's just crazy to see the levels that she's gone through to do this. But it also illustrates how these people operate. I mean, they could get a bunch of women to go falsely accuse Kavanaugh, and all the witnesses said that there was no evidence and none of it ever happened. What are they going to do now to try to give Trump a black eye and make him look stupid, make him look bad. They'll do anything. But here's the big takeaway. We've done the math. It's all admitted that Pocahontas is not Pocahontas and that she has less than half a drop of her 192 ounces if you use that non-technical situation. And again, ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Warren mopped over DNA tests showing at least 0.001 Native American heritage. Average American European has double the Native American genome as Warner, according to New York Times. So she is a thoroughbred white person. She is the opposite. This is Pocahontas. This is not. This is not. This is what Pocahontas looks like. Very, very pretty, by the way. You know, Savannah looks like Pocahontas. I never thought of that. One of the great folks that works here at the office. But she does not look like Elizabeth Warren, also known as Cracker Butt. Because there's nothing weirder than a leftist virtue signaling that they are a minority when they aren't. So let's continue here. Wow, this is a big article on Infowars.com. I'm glad that the crew is working on this as fast as I am, or faster. Samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native American. Hollywood actor James Woods noted an important paragraph in the Boston Globe story, which said the professor who conducted the test used samples from Mexico, Peru, Colombia to stand in for Native American. Ooh, because you see, it is all the same thing. The actual facts are that a non-commercial tester, Carlos Bustamante, deduced that Warren was between 1.32 to 1.512 Colombian, Peruvian, or Mexican. The death of Native American DNA prompted the examiner to use those national markers based on migration theory. So this actually holds up what I'm saying, because that's where everybody came from. It's not a theory. It's a fact that they've dug up dead Eskimos in Alaska, and they've tested them right next to Chinese blood, and they're most related to ancient Chinese, which are really a different group than the Chinese today. Because civilization makes you get weak. But that's a whole other side issue. I'm going to stop now. I've already spent too much time on this. It's very interesting. Elizabeth Warren is a complete liar. We're going to come back and get right into Trump, bulldozing him on 60 Minutes, how they're panicking, what really happened in Saudi Arabia, why is it the biggest story in the world, what's the news behind the news. Steve Pachinik, formerly in psychological operations at the Pentagon, the CIA, and the State Department, high level. He's run regime change. He's run Camp David Accords. He's helped found Delta Force. He's a smart cookie. I don't know his view on this yet, but we'll get his take. I think everything points towards a false flag that he stabilized the peace deal Trump's trying to form with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for the reforms we've seen, and that it's a blatant deep state operation. But we'll get his take on that and more. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Brita heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is spinning, ladies and gentlemen. The Boston Globe, less than 6 hours after publishing their Elizabeth Warren piece saying that she is part Native American, confirming her ancestry, has retracted it and said that she has amongst the lowest level of non-white blood of anyone in the United States. In fact, she's so pure-blooded that they're actually now reporting in a lot of major ancestry sites and other places that whoever put out these results is being deceptive and didn't know what they were doing. In fact, it's also been pointed out that anybody can spit in a Petri dish or in one of these collection boxes and mail it in. I could get somebody who's Native American to do it and show them, you know, 100% Native American. But instead, the numbers are simply incredible. So we've got chain of custody here, but then we've got the fact that they're saying she's part Native American when the test results itself show that it's 1 out of 1,000.024 and that this lady is more white than Hitler. I mean, this woman is more white than Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger. She's more white than somebody from Iceland, from Reykjavik. By the way, I'm going to get my DNA test done. I mean, again, I had it done. I thought it was for my background. Shows how busy I am. They're like, hey, you want a DNA test? Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're going to do it with blood. These are the really sophisticated ones. And then it turns out it's this total genetic typing, which is useful information, a 45-page report I have. Still, it's just crazy. So I'm going to get the regular one done because I can't wait to publish that. Because we did the math. If you just joined us, there's 192 ounces of blood in the average person's body. And we published the results on Infowars.com that she has less than half a drop if you equated it to just the amount of blood in her body. So there you go. She could pass a German racial purity test that almost no one could pass. She could have been the head of the SS. She could have been Heinrich Himmler. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Warren.
Only the most superior pure blood can be in charge of the operations. Did you notice she looks surprisingly like Hitler? The truth is, she is the granddaughter of the Führer, as is Merkel. They are working together to return the Reich to its proper place in global domination through the plan of the Führer, the European Union, a project hatched by his superior intellect that will soon be revisited upon America.
Now, I'm being sarcastic. This is called satire. But this scenario has a better chance of her actually being related to Pocahontas. Think about the magnitude of that. Okay, I am blowing the whole show here on this, but it is fun. I'm sorry. The article's on Infowars.com. Jamie White did it. We should really add the point here that evidence is mounting that this whole thing is a fraud. Because they put out one number, and it turns out she's got 10 times less than that incredibly tiny number. And this is what it boils down to. My buddy sent me a text right as I was thinking it. Liz Warren's DNA test, likely a hoax. No controlled custody if a saliva test. Anybody can spit in a tube and mail it off. Absurdly easy to fake. Oh, but the Democrats, they wouldn't fake anything. They're just the biggest pack of liars the planet's ever seen. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I have Trump destroying them on 60 Minutes, a bunch of clips I want to get to, where he says China's the main threat. I've got incredible news out of Europe and really good news I want to get to. I've got the latest on what's really happening in Saudi Arabia. How the Secret Service folded an assassination plot against Trump by ISIS. I want to get into that. ISIS has ordered more truck attack and more stabbing attacks the last month. That's why you're seeing so many. And the media then covers up who's doing it. Even when they take credit. They're also planning more mass shooting attacks like they did in Vegas. But that got covered up. They tried to blame it on the American people. You also have Alec Baldwin saying we need to overthrow the government. That's out of the union leader. So this is the hype, and this is the lawlessness, and this is the level of danger that we're dealing with here as they try to bring this country into a civil emergency. And then when their minions go out and shoot and kill and stab people and block traffic and bomb people, they have the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, comes out and stands by decision to, quote, allow Antifa to block traffic, burn American flags, and then, on top of it, attack the fourth prayer rally they just had this weekend. So, that's the level of rioting and unlawfulness that we see coming out of these individuals. But the good news is humanity is waking up to all of it very, very very, very quickly. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering in the next hour. We have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us, who always has a lot of really, really thought-provoking inside intel. Because I'm like you. I'm like, who cares what happens in Saudi Arabia or Turkey? Well, all this movement deals with a plan to destabilize the Middle East and derail President Trump's attempts to reform the Middle East and end the strategy of tension, end the strategy of conflict, and actually bring real peace to the area. And the way this was all done points towards a false flag, in my view, to set up the Saudi royal family and keep them from reforming. But we'll get Steve Pachinik's take on that. I said yesterday and on Friday that I thought evidence pointed towards it being a false flag. Now the president says he talked to the king this morning, and he said that he absolutely does not take responsibility, and that they believe that rogue groups, rogue killers were involved, and not the government. So we will get to all of that when we start the next hour, and a ton of other clips I've not gotten to yet. Please remember, the globalists are doing everything they can to shut this broadcast down, to kick us off the internet, to demonize us, to sue us, to lie about us. But because you've stood with us, we're still here and reaching a lot of new people on TV and radio, and the broadcast has expanded there. So they censor us one place, it only spreads to another. So thank you all for what you're doing. Thank you to our affiliates. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to all the viewers. Without you, none of this is possible. So I salute you, and I thank you. We are running a special right now that is the biggest special in our history. Because you've seen them brag. They took PayPal and they took four other payment processors. They go look at who we're using. Then they call them. They harass them. They threaten them. They lie about us. And they claim that we're harassing people online. So that's why George Soros, Democrat groups then say, I must be taken off the internet. Well, as soon as they get sued here very soon, we'll get all the discovery and we'll be able to prove who's doing the real harassing here. So get ready for that. It's time for the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these folks to get in some serious trouble. $500 million offshore in illegal accounts, total mafia organization. InfoWars is going on the offense big time. So get ready, all of you. Van Jones, Morris Deej, all of you. And I'm going to Congress. I'm going to turn the heat up. You're going to get in big trouble. But continuing, we have 50% off all InfoWars Life super sale with free shipping store-wide. All InfoWars Life supplements from BrainForce to Secret 12 to Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified colloidal silver and iodine, to Super Mel Vitality, Ultimate Bone Broth, Happies, Bodies, the Amazing Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power, Real Red Pill Plus now with energy, Silver Bullet, high-quality colloidal silver, Knockout, and so much more. Everything is 50% off in the supplement and vitamin and mineral nutraceutical department. Many other big specials as well in high-quality storable food, air filters, water filters, Alexa Pure Breeze, Alexa Pure Water Filtration, 35% off. Don't be caught unprepared like the folks hit by Hurricane Michael. Be prepared. You can't trust FEMA. Trump's great, but he doesn't even control one-tenth of the government. You need to be prepared. That's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. 35% off. Limited time offer on all the high-quality products from My Patriot Supply and more. Take advantage of it. InfoWarsStore.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.